And a very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. On my second visit, the city of Hong Kong proved no less fascinating than the first, for its birds as well as so many other aspects. The island city sits on the southern coast of China, at the northern limit of the tropical zone, and thus the flora and fauna differ greatly from that found in our temperate U.S. Even in the bustling city, there are birds to be seen. For starters, the noisy, red-whiskered bulbuls, with their pointed topknots, are everywhere, along with their cousin, the light-vented bulbul. Hong Kong is a city of contrasts, with glittering shopping malls offering items from Dior and Cartier, to, just a few blocks away, stalls selling cheap clothes and watches, cheap in both senses of the word, and parts of animals for consumption that one is hesitant to even inquire about. And where else can you find in this former British colony and now Chinese-owned city a turbaned Indian mounting a Japanese motorcycle on Mosque Street to make a delivery from Jack's Pizza, most likely to an expat, as they're called, from Australia or the U.S.? And where else can you see black-eared kites, large dark hawks, soaring effortlessly among the towering buildings that are crammed onto the side of the mountain? There seems to be perpetual construction in Hong Kong. One sees scaffolding everywhere, scaffolding reaching up 20 or 30 stories made only of bamboo, held together with plastic ties. The mountain, Victoria's Peak, or just the peak, is so steep that the slopes on which the city is built are reinforced by thousands of tons of poured concrete, with holes left for the banyan trees and other tropical vegetation to grow. Hong Kong has a feral population of sulfur-crested cockatoos, easily seen and heard as they fly around the buildings and the jungle-like parks. The largest of these, Hong Kong Park, boasts a beautiful walk-through aviary where 80 species of tropical birds are free to fly and visitors are free to be enchanted by their colors. In the park is a sign inviting people to join the Hong Kong Birdwatching Society for their regular Saturday morning excursions through the park. This is encouraging, considering that birding in China, and to a lesser extent in Hong Kong, is not nearly as practiced as it is elsewhere in the world. As a matter of fact, there is described in the book A Field Guide to the Birds of China by McKinnon and Phillips this episode. March 1958 witnessed one of the most bizarre events in Chinese bird relations. Sparrows, which effectively included all passerine birds, were declared pests, and a three-day purge was waged in Beijing and other large cities to eliminate them. According to a witness, Han Su-yin, 800,000 birds were destroyed by hysterical crowds banging drums and gongs to prevent the birds from settling or resting. Huge piles of dead and exhausted birds were swept up at the end of this victorious war, but the subsequent plague of insects forced officials to admit that the operation had been a mistake. Hong Kong, being a British crown colony at the time, did not participate in this unenlightened slaughter. And fortunately, the communists are now a bit more understanding about birds and the environment in general nowadays, as they are about economics. One final thought. Where are the pigeons in Hong Kong? I assume that, like every other large city in the world, Hong Kong would be overrun with pigeons. Think New York City or St. Mark's Square in Venice. But no, what we know is the common pigeon, descended from the European rock pigeon or rock dove, is not to be found in Hong Kong. I thought at first it might be the climate that prevented these birds from littering the streets, but the natural range of this bird extends down the peninsula south to Thailand and Vietnam. The rock pigeon or dove simply does not live in Hong Kong, nor in most of China for that matter. In its place in the streets of Hong Kong is the much less numerous and more retiring spotted dove. If you should go to Hong Kong, be sure to take your binoculars. There are birds to be seen, along with many other sights in this fascinating city.